What is it? How does it affect us? And why are people so drawn to it? As you know, each color in the color spectrum has a different frequency, violet being one of the highest colors. When we go to each color, we experience something different, something unique, and something personal to each of us. The violet flame itself has been connected with Saint Germain. Who is Saint Germain? He is a very, very colorful character in European history, as an ascended master that many, many people connect with and channel. That's two. And a man who really was an enigma because nobody knew exactly how long he lived, exactly what he did. He was known as an alchemist. And one who works as an alchemist also works with harmonics. Harmonics take us to creational energy. Harmonics are used to move objects. Harmonics are used for just about everything in this program. Saint Germain is linked by some to the violet flame. They consider that he is the master of the violet flame. Today we are going to look at the violet flame, and we are going to think about who we are and how we can use it as a tool to help us heal and to move forward into higher awareness and higher consciousness. The violet flame is not, as one would think, an actual flame that can harm us. It is really used as something that burns what we call karmic ribbons off. It places us in a space where that which we have done in other lifetimes, past or future, or is occurring to us now, we can go to that space and we could burn off the karmic ties from that place to what we are experiencing at this time. Saint Germain is an alchemist, is known by many names. Some think of him as Merlin the Magician, but that would make sense because all of reality is magic and illusion, and whatever we make out of the situation that's going on around us. Do we believe in such things as violet flames, whichever? That really goes to letting go of fear and letting go of negative emotions. With Saint Germain, being Merlin, being here to help people, all of what was spoken about him in reference to famous people in history, famous writers, famous lifetimes that he's had, you have to take this all with a grain of salt. Some people say he founded the Rosicrucianism and Freemasonry in England. And he did this under the name of Francis Bacon. What all of his identities tell us is that this was a soul that came in as a teacher. Was he real? Was he fictitious? Who was he? What was he about? He was just a colorful person that brought alchemy and moved consciousness to the next level. Whoever he was, whatever he did, he is connected to the higher chakra frequency of lavender, of violet, and all that goes with it. You can read extensively on Crystal Links about who he was in Atlantis as the high priest of Atlantis. And when you read about that, you go to the Order of Melchizedek, the Temples of Purification, all that went with the Atlantean codes that perhaps are part of who you are today and something you're trying to connect with. He was interested in creating a perfect person, someone who could let go of and release that which is holding them back. We are in the golden age of civilization. We go back to the past to connect and create that which we need that will help us move forward at this time. He was also known as Samuel the Prophet. And in that lifetime, this was the lifetime of the Philistines. He was a Roman soldier. He was a writer. He was a master teacher. He was part of Plato's Academy at Athens. But most remembered was Saint Germain as Merlin the Magician, because in each of us is a little magic that's waiting to come out, a little alchemy and a little magic. And when it does, there you are. You are free from whatever binds you to this lifetime. Some say he was also Christopher Columbus, that he sailed the ocean and he came here to the Americas. This would parallel the Masonic program, the Freemasons moving from Egypt across Europe, where he spent many lifetimes, and then discovering the New World, the New Land, that which would be the final frontier for a program to play itself out. If you're listening to this, your soul may have known Saint Germain in other lifetimes. It may have known him. It may have, can be part of him. You may consider yourself a part of him. I've met many people who either feel a connection to him or feel that they actually were him at some point. To feel that you were somebody in history is not a wrong thing. You're just connecting to the frequency signature of that person and experiencing as they were. Many of us like to look at the Ascended Masters, see who they are, where they've been, what their frequency color is, why they're here to teach us, what are their lessons, how do they channel, who do they channel to. Perhaps you're one of the channelers. Anybody can receive this channeled information. Anybody with a high enough frequency can learn to channel. But that's entirely another topic. Let us continue now with the violet flame. Saint Germain created the concept of the violet flame as a means to help you with your healing and your self-awareness. The easiest way to do this is to move into a meditation now, to be with him. So please relax, get yourself comfortable. Sit down or lie down, whatever is comfortable for you. Take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing in through your nose. Hold the breath, and then breathe out through your mouth. Relax your mind, relax your head, your shoulders, your torso relaxing. You're comfortable. Free your mind. Take another deep breath, again in through your nose. Hold the breath, then out through your mouth once again. You may repeat this whenever you feel necessary during this meditation, or just listen to the music, listen to my voice as we begin now. See yourself walking through an empty space. It's dark around you, but it's peaceful. There's no fear, there's no fright. You're walking straight ahead. Suddenly, off in the distance, you see a flame. It's a light. This light is violet in color. It's small at first. As you walk towards it, it becomes brighter, clearer. From within the light comes a figure. the figure of a robed man. He smiles at you, and you recognize him. There is no need to exchange names. You know who he is, and he recognizes you. You walk towards each other. When you meet, he touches you just gently on each shoulder. And as he does, you find yourself in a violet robe. You feel peaceful. You're relaxed. Your tension is going away. Nothing exists but this moment with you and Saint Germain. His robes become lavender to match your own. He gives you something. It's a piece of jewelry. Take the jewelry and place it on your body where once it was. As you do, your heart flies open in recognition. Saint Germain beckons you to come on a journey with him into the violent flame and beyond. Side by side, you walk together, the violet flame becoming larger and wider as it slowly encompasses both of you. Please walk into the flame. It is radiant. You note initially that it has no heat. It is pure energy, pure frequency. It feels soothing. It feels wonderful. All you can feel is the energy of the violet flame embracing you. Saint Germain beckons you, come with me now. We're going to go through the spiraling light of the flame. We're going to rise higher and higher and higher. And as we do, we're going to stop from place to place and time to time. And each time we stop, with each spiral of the flame, you will see yourself in another life, in another reality. And so you move forward with him. He smiles. His smile is warm and loving. You trust him. You know he is part of something that is part of you. You begin your journey up the spiraling flame of consciousness. The violet light surrounds you. You spiral. You move slowly. It is time to stop. Saint Germain beckons you to stop. You look around, pause, and see yourself as you were in another lifetime. The filter of the violet flame lifts. You're in another space and another time. Please take several minutes to be in that space. For it is here you begin your journey into awareness today. It is here that you will explore something that needs to be let go. Something from another time, perhaps linked to someone in this lifetime. Take several minutes now And when you find that what it is that you came here to see, let it go and release it into the light. And when you do, the light will return around you and you will be ready to spiral to the next level. Before you, the violet light begins to twirl and spiral up once again. You are ready to move to the next frequency, the next experience. There you are, moving with Saint Germain. You feel his presence. You know you're protected. You have released something, something that was blocking your path and your journey. You spiral up, now become one with the flame. Lose your physical body. You're high enough now to be in light and light energy. Spiral up. And again, you are going to see yourself in another lifetime where something happened that is blocking your journey today. Please take time in this lifetime once again. You have just released karma that has held you back. Continue up through the violet flame. You know that you are raising your frequency because your heart chakra is going to feel lighter. You may feel a pressure. All of your chakras may intensify. tell you that something is happening now, something that needed to be released, something that connects to who you are right now, some blockage. Spiral up again. Now see the violet flame as a DNA. Violet DNA that is twirling in light, in higher frequency. You are light. You are becoming the violet flame. But you're still not ready. You still need to stop and look at one or more lifetimes. Don't be afraid. Don't go in fear. Go to these lifetimes, take your time, and just let them go. For as you know, you're going into the flame. This is where you're returning. This is who you are. And at the end of this journey, we're going to go to your soul spark, but not yet. Right now, you need to take a little more time to find out what is left, what is blocking you. Is it DNA codes from your family that need to be released? Is it something from another lifetime? Is it something within your experience? Now is your time to say, I can let this go. Take another deep breath. Spiral up in your lavender violet light. And spend some time releasing and letting go whatever needs to be detached.
Thank you.
have come to the end of the journey, continual spiraling up, higher and higher. Look up, look out. You should see a shiny little white light. This is the essence of your soul, of who you are. It is time for you to rejoin that part of you that has guided and waited and helped you. Saint Germain backs off. His mission is done. You go alone now, for at the end of time, we all go alone to rejoin with our soul spark. Take this next part of the meditation to slowly spiral up to your soul spark, to feel the connection.